Michigan Attorney General plays race card over Trump campaign suit, theme is Black People Are Corrupt. By Kyle Olson on November 12, 2020. The Michigan Attorney General invoked race as the Trump campaign is seeking legal relief to halt the election results from Wayne County from being certified. The Trump campaign has filed a federal lawsuit in the Western District claiming widespread fraud in last week's election. The campaign provided numerous affidavits from individuals who were witnessing the vote counting process in Detroit. They allege ballots were counted multiple times. Election officials coached voters to cast ballots for Joe Biden and Democrats, and a pattern of assigning fraudulent ballots to non-voters. Attorney General Dana Nessel assailed the Trump campaign suit, claiming it lacked evidence, and went after the alleged motives of the effort itself. "Really, the themes that we see, that persist, are this. Black people are corrupt, black people are incompetent, and black people can't be trusted. That's the narrative that is continually espoused by the Trump campaign and their allies in these lawsuits," Nessel said on Wednesday, the Detroit Free Press reported. Nessel claimed the Trump campaign has not filed similar suits in Oakland or Kent counties, where workers are primarily white. The attorney general also attacked the campaign over where the suit was filed. "Detroit is in the Eastern District. In my view, this is really a brazen case of forum shopping," Nessel said, according to the paper. "I will add that forum shopping and judge shopping are my least two favorite shopping seasons." The Free Press reported all five judges in the Western District were nominated by Republican presidents, while 13 of the 20 in the Eastern District were nominated by Democrats. Nessel claimed none of the accusations in the dozens of affidavits are true. Meanwhile, in a Wednesday hearing in Wayne County over a separate lawsuit filed by the Great Lakes Justice Center, GLJC, making similar claims of widespread fraud, David Fink, an attorney for the city of Detroit, said, "They're looking wherever they can to get validation for the unsupported conspiracy theories they have," Bloomberg reported. The report continued. The state court case filed Monday by Trump supporters Cheryl Costantino and Edward McCall Jr. is seeking to block certification of the vote in Detroit and surrounding Wayne County. The federal case filed by the campaign Wednesday seeks to block the statewide election certification, also based on allegations of fraud in Wayne County. Fink said any delay to certification could mean missing the ultimate deadline of December 14, when the Electoral College meets to cast its votes. Stopping the count threatens to throw the outcome to the House of Representatives or open the door to state legislators seeking to appoint electors who don't represent the will of the people. "Either scenario is desperately dangerous," Fink said. Circuit Judge Timothy Kenney said he will rule Friday on whether to grant the GLJC's request to block the certification of the Wayne County vote or order an audit. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.